Hey, do you guys ever get an allowance? Get an allowance? Okay, what's that? Do you ever get any money? Maybe for a birthday? Maybe for Christmas?
Chores?
Chores! There you go, bingo. How nice. You do chores?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you get some money for the chores?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Lots of money?
I only get $1.
Nice, $1? All right, I'm going to talk to your parents because I think I really ought to be upgraded a little bit. Sorry, Grandma. Okay, well, listen, that's really super great news. You know, when I was a kid, I used to just sort of get I have to do chores to get an allowance, too. I think I got $1. Look at me. I'm older than you. Maybe we do need to upgrade that a little bit. But do you ever wonder, like, what to do with your money? What do you do with your money when you get it?
Save it.
Save it is a great answer. Oh, my gosh, who are you? That's a wonderful answer. What other things can we do with our money?
Spend it.
Spend, yes. Anybody other options? Spend, save. Is there another option? What do we do with our resources when we get them? Spend them?
Give them out.
We give them out? Yes, of course. Wow, you did get my notes this week. That's really perfect. That's right, because when God blesses us with things, whether it's money, and not just money, but money's like, you can feel and touch money, you know, so it's something you can think about in a very practical way. So if we have $1 or $5 or $10 or maybe get $20 for a birthday or something like that, and we just do chores and we earn money, that we don't just want to spend it all right away, unless that was something we've been saving for and now it's ready to go get that. But ordinarily, we want to think a little bit more about that because God gives us other things too. God gives us energy every day to wake up. God gives us time to spend during the week, yes? And God also gives us our attention, things that we think about. So we don't just want to spend our time or spend our attention. We want to save it sometimes too, like what you said, Abby. We want to save our money sometimes for something special. We want to save, not just waste our time, we want to save our time so that when something comes up, we have, oh yeah, I have extra time today because I did all my chores yesterday. So now if a friend comes over and says, hey, let's go do something, you can say, yes, I saved some time, so now I can go do that. But the other important thing, Nathan, is what you said, and that is to give things away, to give time away, to offer to do things for other people, to offer to support other people. In things that they're doing, whether that's holding a door or walking. Do you have pets at home? Do you ever walk the dog?
Have a dog.
You have a dog, great.
Yeah, but he doesn't like to walk. He always lays down like every 5 seconds.
Oh, a lazy dog, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's, okay, well, I get that. Well, so there's lots of challenges that we have, right? So, but when we do things for other people. So what I'd like to do is offer each of you these three little bags that Melissa and I put together. And here, there's three for you, and three for you. And tell me what the first bag says.
Spend.
And how about the second bag?
Give.
And then save. That's right, they're just a little out of order there. Save, and then give, right? So I want you to think about, whenever you get resources like money or time, you might get a special gift or a toy or a book to read. You can think about it. I don't just want to consume it for myself and spend it. I might want to save it for something special, or I might want to give a portion of it away so that other people can benefit too. In the Bible, we read, when we have the opportunity to help anyone, we should do it. Bless you. Each of us then should give each one what we have decided to give in our heart. We should give, not being forced to give, because God loves a person. Bless you again. God loves a person who gives generously. So we want to spend our time and money and resources. We want to save a portion of our time, money, and resources. And we also want to give a portion of our time and our money and our resources, because God loves a cheerful giver. Would you pray with me? Dear God, I just thank you for Nathan and Abby being here today, and I thank you that you invite all of us to use our resources wisely, to spend wisely, to save wisely, and to give wisely, because you love a cheerful giver. I thank you for these children and pray your blessing upon them as they learn to use their gifts and resources to bless others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Great.